Trinity, mm-hmm. and north of there. And north of Hildebrand, over in that area, or maybe it's in the street or two farther north, is, that's an incorporated little town, a little city.
Is it Olmos Park?
Olmos Park.
Yeah. How do you spell that?
O-L-M-O-S.
Okay, so a bunch of people who are fairly well off live there. What are some other places?
Well, Alamo Heights.
Yeah.
There's some out there.
Yeah. Any place else?
And off of Blanco Road, just inside of Loop 410, there's a bunch of fine homes in there, owned by people like Hemphill McComb. Hemphill, one of the owners of Hemphill McComb Ford dealers.
And this is also north, right?
That's north. Yeah. And then Castle Hills is a number, I guess, of the people living there.
Where is that?
That's a little bit north of Loop 14.
Oh.
And west of Blanco Road, north of Loop 14.
Are there any blacks or Mexicans who are pretty well off?
Yeah, there's some.
Where do they live? Do they live next to rich whites, or do they live like in the black community? Or
well, only recently have the blacks began to move into white neighborhoods, and there are a few, but I don't know just where they live. But there were, before they ever moved, there were blacks that all that were a pillar in their black community, like a fellow by the name of Bellinger, and his father before him were wealthy, and they have a printing business, and they live on the east side and on New Braunfels, but I think they donated that home gave it to Baptist Foundation or something, maybe Baptist, and I don't know where they live now, but I think they still live on the east side.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. What about the Mexicans? Are there any of them who are pretty well off?
Well, I don't know which ones are the wealthiest or how wealthy they are, but they just seem like that they're intermixed with all of, there's a lot of Mexicans, for instance, live in our neighborhood here. And I guess these homes go from, value now, like they are, from 30, 40,000 on up to 75, 80,000 farther up the hill, and there's Mexicans mixed in there.
Okay, where are the...
And there's a Chinese family that lives about five blocks up the hill on the corner.
Is that right?
Yeah, and they have a home that's probably about 3 years old and looks like about a $70,000.
Wow, must be nice.
Yeah.
Woo.
I don't know. Their name's Ing, but I don't know what kind of business they're in. I guess restaurant business or something.
Yeah. Are there very many Orientals in San Antonio?
Well, I don't know how it compares with other cities, but I surely not don't compare with Los Angeles or San Francisco, anything like that. But we have a number of them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, where do the